Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. And tonight, I am so excited. We've got a great cause going on. We're going to tell you all about it. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. So tonight is really such a pleasure, and I'm so excited. I've been thinking about this all week long. Tonight is a great fundraiser for pets, for animals. It's the Paws Crossed, My Furry Valentines. My Furry Valentines, imagine that. And it's an animal rescue in Elmsford. It's their third annual fundraiser, and it's being all set up right now. And where are we? We are in the Capitol Theater we all love the Capitol Theater. What a fantastic backdrop for a fundraiser. But Garcia's, more pointedly, is where the actual fundraiser is taking place with all sorts of great things. There's food, there's drink, there's a great silent auction going on, and there's going to be the band Stella Blues. Well, I'm excited to be talking with Jennifer Angelucci. She is the president and CEO of Paws Crossed. Congratulations on getting this event off the ground. It's exciting.
Thank you, and thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you. So, president and CEO, do you have the best job in the world?
I do. I really do. There's nothing else I'd want to do.
You know, I in reading about Paws Crossed and everything that you've gone through over the past few years about trying to get this building back that was originally belonged to the animal shelter, mm-hmm. and then you went through this whole sort of long thing. Tell us a little bit about the story, if you can kind of encapsulate it for us.
Yeah, I'll try to make it brief. So a lot of us had worked for a formal animal rescue in Elmsford. The actual facility has been around since 1995, and when they announced that they were going to be closing down and moving all the animals to Middletown, I, along with the staff and our volunteers, started up Paws Crossed immediately. And we petitioned the town to find out the property could not be sold. And we fought for 10 long months for the property, and it was gifted to us by the town of Greenburg.
See, that was the beautiful thing. It was like in the 11th hour, wasn't it?
It was.
It was truly like almost being like you were going to lose it completely. And somebody found a clause mm-hmm. in the old records or the old contract or whatever, at the deed to the land or whatever, mm-hmm. and you were able to get that back. I mean, you must have a lot of furry angels up there looking over you, but it sounds like the most wonderful. I haven't been there, but I'm going to go now because
absolutely.
I just love in reading the website and the history and everything that you do, the community outreach in itself, is it really unique? It seems like you guys have really done something special there. So tell us the main drive around, besides getting animals adopted, obviously, you have a lot of community outreach and programs. What are some of those?
Well, community programs are extremely important for us because the community is the reason that we're here. So we definitely want to give back and make sure that there's resources available. So one of our programs, my favorite one that we started in the past year, is called Reading to Rover, where we have a therapy dog that comes in, and children of all ages can come in and read to Chickpea once
Chickpea?
A week. Yeah, that's her name, Chickpea.
Oh, my goodness. And so they come in to read to her. Now, what is the idea behind this? What does it do? Obviously, it's good for the child to mm-hmm. be able to read to someone, but why a dog? And what does that do for the child?
It really helps them with their learning skills, their reading skills, and for them, it's someone who's not judging them. So a lot of kids are afraid to read out loud in class. Mm-hmm. So this is a way for them to practice doing it with someone who's not judgmental at all.
Right. Absolutely. Does the dog like it? Does Chickpea enjoy
she
being read to?
It. She loves it.
Really?
Yeah. She just sits on the couch and listens.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love that. And you also do some programs with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts as well?
We do. So they work with us a lot, and they do a lot of scout projects there. And we do tours, and they do donation drives. So they're really fantastic.
Wonderful. So tell us, what is your goal tonight with the fundraiser here? Obviously, you want to raise money. How much money do you need, and where specifically are tonight's riches going to? Where are they going to go?
The funds raised tonight go directly to the animals. So everything we do, we're completely we're completely run on donations. Mm-hmm. So it goes into the operating costs. It goes into the medical bills for getting them all spayed and neutered. And so tonight, really, we're just here to have a good time. There's no set number that we're looking to reach for tonight. Really just out here enjoying it with the community.
So you're a no-kill shelter. Paws crossed is no kill.
Yep.
This is so crucial and important for people to know that you are operating something that is, there are ongoing costs because mm-hmm. you just don't kill the animals.
Yeah.
So, last year, is it true that you adopted out 788 animals? Is that possible?
Last year was 688 and this year was 712.
Oh, goodness. I mean, That is just amazing. So where are these animals coming from? Are these lost pets that you find wandering around? Are they coming from puppy mills? Where are these pets coming from? That's a lot of pets.
It is a lot. And they're coming mostly from high kill shelters. So,
oh, I see. Yeah, from other parts of the country or just New York?
No, we do both. So we take from ACC in the city, we take owner surrenders, and we also take from Georgia and Cayman Islands. So we rescue from anywhere because it's not their choice where they're born. So.
That's incredible. What an amazing place you're running. And what is the goal this year? If it's 712, what is your ultimate goal? And do you have the space for all these? Are you going to be able to grow on this property? How many acres do you have?
Absolutely. We're on 5 acres, and the building is... when it's in full capacity, it'll be 44,000 square feet. And so right now we're undergoing a huge renovation that should be starting in the next couple months. We're going to have some big announcements coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And how long is that renovation projected to take?
Roughly around 2 years, but we're optimistic that it'll be shorter than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and what is one final, what would be your wish right now? If you could have a wish for Paws Crossed, what is your vision?
Short term, long term, I have a lot of visions.
Couple of them.
I would say, of course, all in animal rescue, everyone's vision is no more homeless pets. But, we just try to make the best environment possible for them while they're with us. So it's really just to get more awareness and build more education programs and center around that, because that's really the future for animal rescue.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful stuff. Thank you, Jennifer Angelucci, president and CEO of Paws Cross Animal Rescue in Elmsford, New York. Tonight is the night to come by. $20. That's all it is to get in. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear a great band tonight, Stella Blues. Also, there's food. There's going to be a chili bar opening up. There's a silent auction with some fantastic gifts in it. And honestly, it's the perfect Sunday night. Who needs the Grammys, right?
Right.
with Paws Cross. This is wonderful stuff. And we happen to be in the iconic Capitol Theater in Garcia's, the bar right next door. Thank you once again, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
Paws crossed. And for those of you who are listening who can't make it to the event tonight, by all means, you can always make a donation on their website, which is...
PawsCrossedNY.org.
PawsCrossedNY.org. From Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Well, Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are being produced tonight by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, tonight, very special place, a very special cause. And it rhymes with that, actually. Paws crossed, my furry Valentine, tonight's wonderful fundraiser for the Elmsford Animal Adoption No-Kill Shelter. And here we are at the Capitol Theater tonight, one of my favorite places on earth, at Garcia's, where this beautiful fundraiser is taking place tonight. There's food, there's drink, there's a Grateful Dead band, of course, and a silent auction. So many things to bring awareness, education, and most importantly tonight, funds into Paws Crossed. I'm very grateful to have Leslie here with us tonight. Leslie Z is the chairman of the board of Paws Crossed. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thanks very much for coming out and supporting us on this event.
Looking forward to this really all week long. I mean, this is a wonderful cause, and the more I read about Paws Crossed, the more impressed I was with everything that you're doing and have been doing it. But Paws Crossed has had some kind of like nine lives.
Yes, it has.
Yes, if you would excuse the pun. But tell us about a little bit about yourself first. How did you come across Paws Crossed, and you ended up being the chairman of the board?
Sure. So I started about 8 or 9 years ago, and a good friend of mine is sitting over there, and we were volunteers walking dogs, watching dogs get adopted, some not get adopted, but we worked with many dogs. And there came a time when the rescue that was located at that property closed and relocated to Middletown. So the property was abandoned, and thanks to the community and some great leadership from Jennifer Angelucci to Julie Potter, we were able to kind of resurrect the property, the generosity of Paul Feiner and the town of Greenberg. The land was donated to Paws Crossed Animal Rescue, and
what a fantastic
That's how we came to be in that same property. So a lot of the staff that was part of that previous rescue stayed on board, so we have use of parts of the building, and we're still
huge renovation that's coming up.
That's right.
44,000 square feet is the ultimate goal?
Yes.
That's incredible.
We sit on 5 acres of property.
Yes.
I mean, how do you not use that? And there's great trails. It's a good setup. It can be very peaceful for dogs to, as we rehabilitate these pets. It's a really significant piece of property to have, and it's a great location. So we get a lot of traffic from the community as well as adopters.
Yes.
That come by.
I have a dog that I rescued also. Aww. That I don't anymore. She passed away, but she was honestly like an angel in my life. And I always wondered, I was so grateful because, they were able to detect after they picked her up off the street that she was indeed a friendly dog. So at Paws Crossed, do you have trainers? Do you have rehabilitators? Like, how do you get these dogs, some of them coming from really, I would imagine, terrible circumstances, some of them, and yet you get them ready for people to be able to take home as pets?
It's a process. We do have, a really terrific staff, a well-trained dog care manager, cat manager, and staff beneath them that, are really concerned about the animal's whole being. So we will evaluate, pets as they come in, and then we try to line them up to a kind of a system to say, this one's an easy to walk, this one might be harder to walk. We do have an orientation, and as well as dog walking and, lessons, so that people can be comfortable working with those dogs. And
yes,
we've seen some dogs that might be considered a lot of behavioral issues go home and be very successful.
Really?
So
such good news.
But it's the love and the care of the volunteers who show up, some every day, some that can just come on the weekends, but the more they get out and the more they're socialized, such as like our community programs and things like that with the Children's Village, for example.
Yes. Please tell us a little bit about that, because I find that so wonderful.
I mean, it's good on a lot of levels. It's good for the pets because they get a chance to leave the property, interact with children in a different type of environment. It's great for the at-risk kids because it's a chance to build skills like empathy and, love a dog. Why not? So the more socialization that these pets get, the better their chances of being successfully rehomed, and getting, beyond just being in a run and being in that kind of a social
absolutely
environment.
So what, do you take the dogs to the Children's
yes,
Village?
Yes, they do.
Oh, really?
They go off, and we've had some that have been in the program for a little while. Some have gone home as a result of, I think, that program, and If you've seen any of the videos, the kids are just enormously happy. But it also, you have to be part of the community, I think, you know, or otherwise, you know, you can't rescue in a vacuum. You have to educate people about that these animals exist. They're wonderful, you know, and come and see them.
Absolutely. So now what would you be working on after the fundraiser is over? Of course, my furry Valentine, so cute. What you must have to constantly dream up ways to bring in funds, because it's a no-kill shelter. So some of these pets might be there for a while. We hope not, right? But
yes.
Are some of them there for quite a while?
Yes. I mean, our goal is to be able to rescue and rehome and, you know, rehabilitate and rehome as many pets as we can, mm-hmm. both cats and dogs. But there's a series of events. Our next big one in June is a golf outing. Mm-hmm. We have Paws Cross Day in September. Our gala is in the fall. Coming up in April, we have painting with wine for Twist. So,
oh, fun.
So, you know, there's all different types of things to get involved in terms of the, you know, fundraising activities.
Yes. And how many people are on the board?
It's like six of us.
Wow. And how committed do you have to be? Is it like a weekly thing or is it?
I think it's, you know, most of us have a job outside of the board. So,
yes.
And we bring different skills. You mm-hmm. know, for example, Rebecca Solomon is on the board, you know, Channel 12 News, or there's someone like myself, I sell software. Mm-hmm. So it's a variety of different people. We have another person who's really more of an animal person, so very experienced with dogs on the board. I think it's really just the intent. But the part I think that makes Paws Cross really special is our volunteers.
Okay. Which is how you started, right?
Exactly.
You started as a volunteer. Did you adopt from Paws Cross, or had you adopted earlier from another place?
I had adopted from the police that was there before Paws Cross. So I have Carmelo Anthony, the dog. he's what we call a Cayman coconut. So we will pull from kill shelters or different areas in the Caribbean is noted for not spaying and neutering their pets.
Right.
So, you know, animals will come from the Cayman Islands. We've had some from Puerto Rico, Irma, and Harvey dogs we had. So
that's
from the hurricane.
Amazing. Just amazing.
As well as from the south, ACC in the city. So, you know, we had a gentleman drive from Ohio two weekends ago, 7 hours with some dogs and some cats.
Okay.
And today our dog care manager just came back with 20 dogs from, they made their way up through Georgia.
Wow, that's intense.
But
they are welcomed with love, I can imagine.
Absolutely.
Compassion training, good food, warm quarters. What an incredible thing that you're doing. And so happy for you that you got the property back. And this is really just like the dream scenario for any community to want this type of an animal. No-kill shelter, Paws Cross, sounds very special.
It is a special place. And even the programs such as Reading to Rover, Rover's really chickpea. But, you know, things like that, just to get kids in and families in and junior volunteer days, to get them to understand what rescue's about and how wonderful these animals really are.
Absolutely. Tell us how to donate for those people who are not making it to the event tonight. How can they donate?
Well, you can find us on the web. So it's pawscrossedny.org. So it's pawscrossedny.org.
Okay.
Please follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our newsletter. There's a lot of fun events. So if dog walking or spending time with cats is not your thing, there's different types of events that you can get involved in.
Mm-hmm. Adopt, don't shop.
That's right.
Okay.
Well put, Laura. Thank you.
Leslie Z, thank you so much. Chairman of the board of Paws Cross, the no-kill animal shelter in Elmsford, New York. And we're so happy to be here tonight for My Furry Valentine, a wonderful fundraiser for this fantastic place. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And it's my pleasure to be here tonight at the Capitol Theater, Garcia's specifically, and for an incredible event. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola.
Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Tonight, we are at the Capitol Theater, more specifically, Garcia's, that fantastic bar that's connected to the Capitol Theater for what is really a wonderful, wonderful cause, having a great time tonight. Pause, cross. The No Kill Animal Shelter in Elmsford, New York, is having their fundraiser tonight, My Furry Valentine. How cute is that? And it wouldn't be complete, and Paws Crossed wouldn't be able to happen or do all the beautiful work that it does in getting those 700 pets that were adopted last year if it weren't for people like Jim Goff. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I can't believe it. So that's 700 pets. That's a lot of pets.
It is incredible.
And you are a volunteer.
Right.
So do tell us, how long have you been at Paws Crossed?
6 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly do you do?
Well, I spend most of my time really socializing the animals. I particularly enjoy working with the guys who are the long-term residents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because life becomes very difficult for them. Obviously, there's so much stress in a shelter environment, the barking and lack of a structure.
Yes.
Even their, you know, their diet that they're on can be different from what they've been on. And so it's just all about change for these guys. And we try to begin to give them, you know, some sort of stability and comfort. I always think, like, if they can have one person that they relate to, you know, that can kind of be a surrogate from the family that they had. It's huge.
Oh, gosh. You know, you just said a lot of really deep things there. So you like to personally connect with the dogs that have been at the shelter for a long time. And they haven't been adopted out. And what are some of the reasons why maybe some of them aren't adopted out? Is it random, or is there usually a
criteria? You know, like sometimes it's like anything else in life. Sometimes just bad draw. Sometimes dogs may be a little bit larger than people typically like. In Westchester, you know, I have a lot of people that want a Labrador or a Golden Retriever.
Yes, true.
Many times a pedigree dog. And so some of our guys are Hind 57s, mixed breed dogs, are not always what they're looking for.
Or pit bulls, and who have a bad rap, right? And yet they tend to be the most loving dogs.
Yeah.
So how many more or less do you bond with on an average day?
Well, I tend to work with projects, okay? So I enjoy working with two or three dogs, special needs dogs, at a time.
Really?
And it's really rewarding to work with them, the progress that you see.
So when you say special needs,
Words, yeah, for example, dogs that are extremely shy. You know, they may have come from an environment where they were around dogs more than people.
Right.
You know, a lot of these dogs are from rural areas where, you know, they may have been backyard dogs on a farm. They really didn't interact with people. You know, they were just roaming around with their with other dogs.
And so you have to, I would imagine, build a real trust with these animals.
Exactly.
And how do you do that? Are you just a dog whisperer?
Well,
what is it?
I honestly believe there are people that are dog whisperers. There are people that have just the natural affinity for dogs.
Yes.
And the dogs do pick up on that vibe. So, yeah, there are people like that out there.
Uh-huh.
But always patience is the key.
Patience.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, your inclination is to say, come here and let me give you love. And it really doesn't work that way with these guys. You
right.
know, particularly, we don't know what their background is, what
yes.
they've experienced, you know, how kind or unkind people have been to them.
Right.
So really working very, very slowly with them. Sometimes just sitting in their kennel for 2 or 3 days just to start breaking the ice.
Okay, you sit in with them in the cage, and you're not worried about getting bit or anything like that?
No, you can, you know, their body language is always so clear.
Okay.
You know, a dog who's just sitting there kind of cowering strikes a posture of submissiveness is pretty easy to read versus one who's in the corner and kind of the attitude of, watch it, I'm like, you know what I mean? I might be scared of you.
Right.
And that, which could lead to aggression. So that body language is pretty key in reading them.
Sounds like you've got some real instincts for animals here. It's a wonderful thing that you do this.
I would say I have a real love for it.
Okay.
You know.
And so you go in, it's just a total volunteer situation.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen progress with some of your favorites?
Oh, yeah, no. Tremendous progress. And I think that's where you're, at the end of the day, that's what you're in it for.
Yes.
You know, it's bittersweet when they leave.
Yeah.
You know, a dog that you may have spent, you know, months and months with, but, you know, on the other hand, there's nothing sweeter than watch them drive off, you know, and it, heading to a great home.
Oh, gosh, I have chills just thinking about it. That's wonderful stuff. And do you plan on doing this for a lot longer,
Yeah,
Jim?
I definitely do. I definitely do. It's, you know, it's so gratifying and so forth. And, you know, when you place one and you get one into a great home, there's always 10 waiting.
Wow. Absolutely.
So, you know.
How many days a week are you doing at this point?
I go 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
For me, it's gone from, you know, I worked corporately for 30 years.
Okay.
And so this has become kind of a full-time job. I tell people that rather than play golf, you know, I go playing with dogs.
I'll tell you what, there are angels with two legs, and that would be you, Jim Goff.
Thank you
so much on behalf of those animals who must absolutely love seeing your face on a daily basis.
Thank you for coming here and supporting us.
That's beautiful stuff. Please go enjoy the rest of this great fundraiser. Thanks for joining us tonight.
My
Jim
pleasure.
Goff, volunteer at Paws Crossed No Kill Animal Shelter in Elmsford. Tonight it's My Furry Valentine, raising funds for this fantastic shelter who is getting ready to undergo a huge renovation, and they need all the money they can get. You can go to their website, pawscrossedny.org, pawscrossedny.org. I'm Laura Smith from the Capitol Theater and Garcia's. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life, science. Well, tonight it has been absolutely wonderful, and it's continuing to do so from the Capitol Theater, where we are live tonight. Actually, more specifically, Garcia's, as you know, it's that fantastic bar that's sort of connected to the Capitol. And there's a great Grateful Dead playing right behind us, Stella Blues. And we also have what is actually a fundraiser tonight. It's called My Furry Valentine. My Furry Valentine goes, the funds go to help the Elmsford Animal Shelter. It's a no-kill shelter, and it's called Paws Crossed. Having a great time tonight. And so is Andy Rothline, who happens to be an adopter and volunteer from the organization. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Laura. Nice to be here tonight.
So you're I like the order you put that in, adopter and volunteer. So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg came first in this case. I was a volunteer. I'm retired now, so I was going on weekdays to volunteer. And a dog came in that... I made a connection with immediately, and that was...
It was love at first bite.
Oh, my goodness. That's like the... it's an understatement, yep.
Really? So what kind of dog is it?
He's three legs. He's got three legs.
It's a tripod.
It's a tripod. I'm told he's a Sheltie lab mix. I'm not really sure. We didn't do any DNA tests, but he's been the love of my wife's and my lives for...
How many
for
years?
A year and a half now.
A year and a half.
Yep.
And how old is the dog, do we know?
Three and a half.
Three and a half. And where did this... First of all, what's the dog's name?
Sammy.
Sammy. Yep. Where did Sammy come from? Do you know his background?
He came from Georgia. Apparently, his leg was broken. It was healing not well, so they had to amputate. And they sent him up to New York from Georgia. And fortunately for my wife and I, we... saw him and fell in love immediately.
And so has he just been a great pet?
People tell me, when did we adopt Sammy? And it's not that way. He adopted us. He adopted for sure. He's been a major blessing to our household. Yeah.
Oh, I just love those kinds of stories. They just are really what it's all about. So what kind of volunteer work do you do at Paws Crossed?
I, along with many other volunteers, walk dogs to get them out. You know, their days are in a kennel. Which is better than it would be otherwise, but still they need to be a little stimulated. So others and I get them out for a walk. We get them to the play yard. We get them to run. We get them to fetch, play, catch a ball, and just hopefully the goal is to try to improve their lives somewhat. So that's what
thank heavens for people like you.
Thank you, Lord.
So they're not just sitting in there day in and day out.
Thank you.
But this organization just seems extraordinary when it comes to, I mean, they adopted out almost 700 pets last year.
They most certainly did. They're just...
That is extraordinary.
They do super work. They're a huge part of the community. People just, every time we tell the story of where we are and where we work, where I volunteer, it's just, Paws Crossed, sure, I've heard of them. They're the great no-kill shelter that we've heard a lot about. So
it has a great reputation.
It does.
And growing every day because they have this apparently a huge renovation project that's underway or about ready to become underway. And it sounds like it's going to be absolutely an incredible place.
If it's possible to be better than it is now, I'll be very surprised. But that's where Jen and Julie are taking it. I'm with them.
That's fantastic. And the programs they do with the children and the community and so forth. I mean, it really, it's everything you could ever think imaginable that would be the goal of every community to have a shelter like this is just fantastic. So I really encourage people, obviously, we're at this great My Furry Valentine tonight. There's food, there's music, there's a bar, there's a silent auction, and that's a great thing. But you accept, obviously, donations all year long, right, Andy? And anybody
course,
that can...
Of course,
yeah.
Of course. And, it's... donations in time or money or whatever.
Yes. And if people want to volunteer, like, what would the steps be for somebody who wanted to volunteer? What do they do?
They, like I had to, they would undergo an orientation for an hour and a half or something like that, and they would learn the ins and outs of what it's like to volunteer, and then depending on whether they wanted to volunteer for dogs or cats, they would have a 1 second orientation class for that particular pet, and that's it, and no other red tape. That's it. You volunteer, and
how many hours a week are you volunteering now?
I'm going for about an hour and a half every weekday, so it's whatever that is.
That's fantastic. 5 days a week, then.
5 days a week.
That is what a gift. And you must meet a lot of really nice people who are kind of in the same mindset.
I do, but I can't take say like it's all I do it for the dogs, because it's as therapeutic as it is for the dogs. It is at least that much for me, and so as it is for the other volunteers too. So
that's just incredible. Well, thank you for everything you do on behalf of the animals, Andy Rothline, and your beautiful three-legged dog, Sammy.
Thank you, Laura.
What a fantastic story.
I appreciate that, Laura. Thank you.
So many happy endings, and that's the way it is. If you go to pawscrossedny.org, you can donate. pawscrossedny.org. Tonight from My Furry Valentine at the Capitol Theater in Garcia's, I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're made possible in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, here we are tonight in the Capitol Theater, and also Garcia's, both kind of one and the same, sort of, you know, on the same property. But we're here for a really special reason tonight, one of my all-time favorite reasons. Paws Crossed, My Furry Valentine. This is the fundraiser, the third annual one for the incredible no-kill shelter in Elmsford, New York. And we're just so thrilled to be a part of this. You talk about animal lovers. Everybody walking around here is obviously in love with the shelter, in love with animals in their lives, and I hope they're raising a lot of money. Well, right now, Josephine Hogan is talking with us, and she is the adoptions manager at Paws Crossed. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great being here tonight.
I was so in shock when I read the website, and it said something about the second year that you came back and you regained the property, you had 600 and something adoptions, and then the last year 700. I mean, this was so shocking to me. I don't know why, what I was thinking, but that's like, I don't know, what is that, like 80 animals a month or something? That's incredible.
Pretty much an average of about 80 animals a month, and we're very diligent with applications, making sure we try to put the right dog with the right family, the right cat with the right family. We don't go through it quickly.
No. So tell us a little bit about the criteria of, you know, anybody who is looking to adopt. What do they need to know before they go? What they're going to be asked, and what kind of temperament do they have to have, even more so than the animal?
Right. Well, we welcome everybody to come and visit with the animals, meet the animals. If you are interested in adopting, then we do have an application. The most important thing for us is to make sure that people are ready for a dog or a cat. It is a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. It's not just, let's bring it home, give it a try, and then...
Right.
It really is a lifetime commitment. A lot of people come in and they're, oh, we want to adopt, you know, a dog today. Can we look at them? You can't do it today. We do have an application. It is on our website for anybody that's interested. All our available dogs and cats are on the website. They have to fill out the application. The most important part of the criteria is basically if they own a home or if they rent. If they rent, we have to call a landlord or a management company, even if they own.
You do that?
Oh, yes.
So you don't just take someone's word for it?
No.
I see.
We can have a lot of people come in and say, oh, it's okay, there's other, you know, dogs in the building. Nope, that's not okay. We will call, even if they own a condo, we will call the management company.
Very good.
Yes. We don't want someone surprising a building with a dog or cat, because unfortunately for that pet, they'll come back. Mm-hmm. And that's not our goal. Our goal is to find what we can match the best animal to a family that's going to commit to it for life.
How is it when you know? What is it? What is that special sort of spark that you get the knowingness that, okay, this is a good fit?
We know our dogs and cats very well. We make a point of knowing them very well. When you're in our rescue, it's our home. It's our home away from home. All these animals are our pets away from home. Mm-hmm. We get to know them very well. When someone walks in, if they have a little child and they want the biggest dog that we have, we know that's probably not the best match.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell many times, and some we're not 100%.
Mm-hmm. So
sometimes we don't make the right decision, or sometimes it doesn't work out. But you can tell. You can just tell by the temperament of the animal and the way the people interact with it.
Okay.
You really can.
So you're really looking. And
yes.
I would say scrutinize. It sounds a little bit pejorative, but it's not. But you must have to
almost.
Have some real instincts about this.
Yes, you do. You definitely do if you want it to work to the best. You know,
yes,
you definitely
you don't
want
them coming back. Now, So, you know, what happens when a family says this just isn't working out? Does Paws Crossed take the animal back?
On their adoption agreement that they sign, they are required to bring the dog back or the cat. The pet has to come back to us. We're a true no-kill. We don't want that animal going anywhere else. You can't even give it to a family member. If you're anticipating doing that, you do have to contact us. We have to approve those people. And then they can adopt the dog or
That's
the cat.
That's interesting.
Yes.
So how many animals do you have at this very given time at the shelter?
Well, right now we just got 20 more dogs in from the south. So we have them. We probably have about 30 in our available adoptables and another 30 on our legacy side, which is also adoptable dogs, but two with circumstances that they need, you know, more specific homes. So we have a good 90 dogs probably at this time.
Wow. So when you say they come up from the south, now is this somebody who had a puppy mill, or is this maybe just people, they're coming out of shelters down there that
yes.
have expiration dates on them?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There is Georgia Animal Aid. They come up, they do a transport every month. They are in touch with Scott, our dog manager and trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to coming up, they'll send up all biographies of dogs, and every rescue that you know, works with them up in the north, will choose and say, yes, we can take this dog. We have room for this. So every month, almost 250 dogs come up to different rescues. This is every month.
And how many do you adopt per month? You said 80 per month. So
yeah.
So you've got, I mean, so how many, how what is capacity at Paws Crossed? Or is that all going to change because of this huge renovation?
Well, it will change to an extent, but the kennels right now, we finally got one of our kennels with new heat and air conditioning, actually, which is really exciting.
It's fantastic.
Yes, it is. We finally got that one renovated, and we can, that's where the new dogs came today.
I see.
So the 20 dogs came up, and then we had another 6 or 8 there already that had come to us from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the capacity there. The capacity is more than we have going right now, but they get adopted so readily, it's almost like we can't fill the kennels quick enough.
Wow.
We work hard to do it.
Yes.
We'll take surrenders, too. You know, there are people that come on hard times.
Yes.
And they don't want to bring their dogs to shelters, per se. So.
Right. Well, Paws Crossed sounds like one of the most exceptional places any animal could be so fortunate to be a part of. And, boy, I just wish you much more success and more funds than you can handle.
That's
and,
great. Yeah,
and
hopefully.
Yes, exactly. Joe, thank you so much. Josephine Hogan, who is
so
the
welcome.
Adoptions Manager at Paws Crossed. Tonight, My Furry Valentine is the name of the fundraiser. It's been such a great night at the Capitol Theater and Garcia's. We've got the Stella Blues Band playing. All sorts of Grateful Dead, and there's a silent auction. I mean, what an incredible night for an incredible no-kill shelter, Paws Crossed. You can donate if you didn't make it tonight at pawscrossedny.org, pawscrossedny.org. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.